Welcome to Tech Talk with David Dundee. Questions or find out more about something? david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee, and the podcast is always fmr.co.za. Now, over the years, I've managed to learn a little something about making coffee. So when I get a new coffee making tool, it needs to be something interesting. Well, Cape Coffee Bean sent me the Simplify. Anything named Simplify gets my attention. This is for the well-respected pour-over method of making coffee. In essence, with this system, you take a holder, pop a filter in it, put coffee grinds in the filter, and let water drip through the grinds into your cup or carafe. So this is a riff on the well-known Kalita Wave system. It's an industry staple and one that many coffee professionals have as a tool of choice. The Kalita has some downsides. It is either made out of ceramic or stainless steel, both of which are fragile to travel with. Both of which are far more expensive than this. They are also Japanese made like this. But the real big difference is the aperture at the bottom and the fact that this is made from a clear plastic that doesn't steal heat. The plastic itself is made of something called Trogamid CX. No, I'd never heard of that either. It's a BPA-free nylon, which is FDA certified food safe and good to 100 degrees centigrade. So the real clincher for me is the orifice or hole at the bottom. It has an unprecedented 40 millimeter aperture, meaning the device just supports the flat bottom filter paper that it takes, not impacting on the water flow at all, really. The hole is about as big as it could possibly get without letting a bad filter collapse through. In action, it's simplicity itself. I loaded 18 grams of an Ethiopian coffee that I know well into it, ran 250 grams off of the boil water through it, and it took me a planned 2.5 minutes that I could control. In essence, it was like a Kalita experience. I had it over a glass so I could see the action, and it did what it's supposed to do. It delivered a great clean cup with no fuss. Clean up was a breeze. I just tipped it over the bin, absolutely done. It doesn't feel fragile, and I'd be comfortable traveling with it without any breakage worries. It's small and compact, and better still, it takes the Kalita 155 filters, so there's no proprietary filter system. At a retail price of 599 Rand, it isn't dirt cheap, but it is good value for a well-made and designed coffee tool. The filters are about 200 Rand for a pack of 100, and Kalita filters are of course available almost everywhere, and it's a simple brewer and simple system, and it's all available from Cape Coffee Beans. And that was the Simple Coffee Maker. And that's it for this week for Tech Talk. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast is always at fmr.co.za. And you can find me on most of the social media channels at David Dundee. That's DavidDondee. And that's it. Bye.